Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Got the Big Z with us, Mike the Zamboni in the house. I do like that word a lot.
It's a fun Zamboni. Word.
Yeah, it rhymes with macaroni.
Yeah, I love macaroni, so.
Who doesn't, right? All right, now tell everybody what you're making fun of me for. Go ahead.
In my defense, I let it slide that day.
You let it slide.
I only remembered it because we were just talking about Sylvester Stallone. Last week, you know, as you know, Don and I, we share this same document, so we can each be putting stuff in there. And anyway, I see that in movie news, in the movie news section, kind of at 11 o'clock, we'll do movie news, it said, Sly Stallone to release memoir. And then the best part about it was Donna then put, not interested. So then I was like, oh, man, I love Sylvester Stallone. I for sure am going to want to read this. So then I click on the link, and it takes you, in fact, to a Sly Stone.
Like Sly and the Family Stone.
As in the world of music.
Right.
Not a ton of details. No, now I know this because I read the article and I was like waiting for also Sylvester Stallone to release a memoir, but it was all Sly Stone. So then I had to just figure out how am I going to communicate this to her. So I just said, just to be clear, I believe that is a Sly Stone, right, who is different than Sylvester Stallone.
Oftentimes I'll put the headline in before I read the story. And then if I go back and I'll go, oh, this is a dumb story, I'll delete it.
Yeah.
So I had not yet read the whole story.
Here's my question, though. Why weren't you interested in a Sylvester Stallone memoir? I was like, what a hot take. Boom.
I don't know. What does he have to say?
I don't know. You know, he's got a lot to say. Rocky.
Yeah, Rambo, I don't know. Not interested.
Major stardom, Planet Hollywood.
Yeah. Nah.
All right.
I am still reading, by the way, Spare.
Ooh.
And it's getting good, finally. I mean, you just had to get through this big chunk of like
the military stuff in the middle.
Yes.
Is that what you were struggling through?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's not that it's not interesting. Mm. I just wasn't interested.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You could see it. I'm surprised he didn't include that quote on the bottom of the book. Yeah.
It's not that it's not interesting. I just wasn't interested.
You, honest to goodness, you would be such a breath of fresh air for Hollywood. I'd love to have you do 6 months on the circuit out there where you're at every Q&A with the cast and all that. Just because you don't totally bash things.
No.
That's rare. So you'll bring them in. You know, you will bring them in with the honey before you splash vinegar on their face.
Right.
I loved it. This was genius. It was so complex, it kept me guessing, and it didn't make sense, and I'll never watch it again. I can't fathom a situation where I would sit down and watch that again, because it was sort of irritating.
I mean, but so many of the Oscar-nominated movies this year were that way.
I loved your description of Banshees of Inisherin. It wasn't bad. I just don't know why it was made.
I don't know what the purpose was. See the point. Like, what is this stupid movie? I get it. All right, just let me go. Let me go for a second. I get that it was a metaphor. What was happening was a metaphor for the war that was taking place. But it was so... Have you guys seen it?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, I heard a really complex and ultimately negative review of it, and so I opted not to.
Okay, so it's basically these two grown men, and one guy just decides, I don't want to be friends with that guy anymore. And they live in an island of like 20 people, you know? So it's just, every day, one guy's trying to win back the friendship from the guy who doesn't want to be friends with him anymore. We are talking about people in their like 40s and 70s, possibly. He's just like, I just don't think you're interesting. That's the movie, you guys. That is what the whole movie is about. Please watch it.
Never.
Please.
No, and then a donkey's going to bite some dude's finger off at some point, right?
No. Nope.
Does the guy bite the other guy's finger off?
Mm.
Or does the guy bite his own finger off?
Do you want me to tell you the whole movie?
How long do you think it'll take?
I don't want to give anything away for anybody who hasn't seen it. Please see
Who doesn't end up with 10 fingers?
Don't worry about it.
Colin Farrell?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, but buddy, look at me. Do you like me now that I've got 9 fingers on my hand? Something like that?
Sort of.
Who ends up with less fingers?
I don't want to say.
Come on, turn your radio down for 3 seconds if you don't want to know. Here we go.
All right, count to 20. Here it
all
comes.
Right, okay.
So basically, every time the guy bothers the guy who doesn't want to be friends with him anymore, he says he's going to cut off a finger.
So who ends up with less fingers?
Don't worry about it.
No, just say that part. Come on, we're already in the safety zone. Donna, we only have 10 seconds left. Who? Colin Farrell have all his fingers?
Yes.
Does a donkey bite anything?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, welcome back.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Now, also, you're everything everywhere all at once. I remember that particularly took me because...
Well, that was so messed up.
I know, but you have to understand. You send me text saying, like, this movie is whack. Then the next day, I'm waiting for you to lean into that during your review, and you start using words like genius and amazing performances. But then by the end of it, you were saying, like, I just didn't make any sense, and I just don't get why they're doing this, but whatever, I guess it's fun. Very, very mixed. Again, you would be a breath of fresh air.
But this is the thing with that movie. It's really wacky. It's wacky, it's fun, it's heartwarming. On the flip side, it's long and confusing and strange. I think you almost have to be like a Marvel Universe kind of person. Like, you have to like those kinds of movies to kind of get what they were doing.
Sure.
Thank you.
And now I'll tell you this bit of music news. No intro needed.
Okay.
Just announced this morning, Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan playing at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wait, on the same ticket?
Same ticket, Sunday, August 27th.
Really?
7 p.m. Tickets $34, $41, and $51. All reserve seating. Take that, Ticketmaster. You can get your tickets at eTix, the letter eTix.com. But yeah, that's pretty fun. They go on sale this Friday, March 31st, 10 a.m. Boyz II Men, come on.
Not interested.
But you like Chaka
I don't want to see either. No, I don't like either one. I mean, yes, I like both of them, but not enough to go see them in concert. I want to see
Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
Boyz II Men was, they were hot in like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, 5th through 8th grade. So if you had a crush on a girl, you were listening to like Water Runs Dry. I listened to Water Runs Dry by Boyz II Men on repeat on my Discman en route to a Toronto 3-day field trip.
Wow.
And you were like, oh, there's going to be so much great drama that plays out here with like, will I walk next to her inside of Ripley's, believe it or not?
Oh, my
God. Or not. Do I walk at the end and she's in the front and then I act mad the rest of the day?
Oh, that's so cute.
I was also listening to I'll Make Love to You. And yeah, I'm not sure I even knew how one would do such a thing at that age, but I was listening to it. Boy, they sound good.
You know who I am going to see at the state fair?
Who?
Brandi Carlile.
Are you really? You got tickets?
I have a friend who got tickets and offered me one.
I really hate how coy you are about your personal life and your friends.
What do you mean?
Because if I just said there, oh, what friend? She
Mary.
Hit me with a don't
My
worry
friend
about
Mary.
It. Oh.
Okay.
Mary? Mary, what do you want? Mary? Brandi? Oh, hey, don't forget tonight the planets line up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's like five planets
that are
going to line up.
Mercury, Pluto.
Nope.
Uranus. Oh, Pluto, wait, he's been kicked off the planet.
He got canceled.
Oh, yeah, he got canceled. He's no longer a planet. He's just a star or something.
You think he still tries sneaking in, though, at like the galaxy parties? He like wears a trench coat. He like stands on top of the shoulders of another moon, you know, like the kids do with the long trench coat on. Let's take a break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to play the greatest game that we've ever created. We're going to play the Amazon game again. Right. We tried this yesterday where I put in a letter in an Amazon search bar. Mike and Donna then have to guess the top 10 things that come up. Yesterday it was C. Today I'm going to add a letter to it. Nobody look, nobody do any cheating or anything like that. We'll play it all together. When we return, it's Donna and... Friends, what's up? Stevie Boy here live from my buddies over at the Canopy Group who are just doing all sorts of things to save you money. It's a really simple process, and I get it. You're like, okay, Steve, it's Tuesday. I don't want to deal with insurance on a Tuesday. Okay, but I bet you want to save some money. How about $800? North of that is what the average new customer saves when they make the switch. How does that happen? Well, they get you multiple quotes from multiple agencies, insurance agencies, and these are 16 different agencies that they've partnered with over the years, established relationships with them, and they have a team of 40 specialists who are there at the Canopy Group working on your behalf so you don't have one agent who represents one company and gives you one quote. Guys, do the math. That is not a recipe for saving money. Instead, you need options. That's how you save. And the great thing is they'll get you a one-year policy instead of 6 months because insurance companies can jack your rates up every 6 months. And then every year, they'll continue to shop on your behalf to make sure the saving continues. TheCanopyGroup.com.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve came up with a fun new game.
It dawned on me the other night. Funny, dawned on me at dusk. I was laying down to go to bed. I needed to order something on Amazon. And I went to order it, and I just put one keystroke in. And then you've seen this on Amazon. Immediately, it autofills with the top 10 most searched for items based on that letter. And I was like, we're a curious show. Maybe we can have a little fun with that.
Sure.
So we did it yesterday, and it populated with the top 10 most common things once you put in the letter C. There were a couple of duplicates. So, for instance, coffee and coffee maker. There are a couple that come in the same family. But anyway, what we'll do is do a little something today where we add on to it. So what I will do now is put in the letters C was yesterday. Today it's CH. And so it has given us a bunch of different options. And by the way, if you ever want to play this game on your own, the home version is available on Amazon.com. But what you have to do is just, if you see something and it looks like a bunch of the same things are coming up, just X out. That means you searched that recently. And once you X that out, it'll go back. If I could get some game show intense music, please, Miguel. Our letters are CH, and we're looking for the top 10 in CH.
I'll take a stab at it.
Sure.
Child. Child's something something. Children's.
Nothing with child or children.
No way.
It's on the list.
Okay.
Surprising. Something way better than children. Cheese.
Yes.
Cheese.
Good
we're gonna
answer,
give
good
you
answer.
Could you be more specific? A device that you use with cheese.
I will say a cheese grater.
Cheese grater is on the list.
Yes!
Well done.
Woo!
Well done.
All right, on the board.
We can isolate that audio for future use, by the way. Something I like way more than cheese or children. Cheese. Way better than kids. Cheese.
Okay.
Yes, cheese grater. That's one of them.
Okay, I am going to go with chandelier.
She thinks people are going on Amazon.com to look for a chandelier. Is it there? It's not there.
Oh, no.
Not in the top 10. Tough start for D-Bone.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think yesterday I incorrectly with C guessed chair. That would qualify for this one. I'm going to say chair.
Good one.
Chair is correct.
Nice.
Yes.
Chair.
Nice. Mike, you have
you're
two.
Killing it.
Two of the 10 that we are looking for. Items that come up when you put in CH
Cheetos.
On Amazon. Cheetos makes
one.
Donna 0 for 3.
Oh
no! Wow.
There are two brand names of sort on the list. Cheetos, not one of them.
I'll wait for Mike to guess.
Miguel?
Ooh, I will go.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Chainsaw?
Mm-mm, that's good, too.
Chainsaw.
I have that down, too.
Not on the list.
Champion! Now,
I'm sorry, ma'am. We were waiting for the X buzzer to sound.
Do it over. Here we go.
You could X her real quick. Donna?
May I go now?
Sure.
Champion. Champion t-shirt, sweatshirt, champion.
Oh, the brand name champion. Not on the list.
No!
Donna is putting up a goose egg. Now, I am going to help you guys out here.
Thank you.
These are a little difficult as you look at them all together. There is chair. There is another thing that goes with chair, making up one of our 10. Think what would go with chair. The second word starts with a C, so it's chair blanks. Starts with a C, the second letter.
Chair cover.
Yes, sir.
You got it. Right. Wow.
Mike.
Mike, you're
what's
killing
going
it.
On, brah? You're crushing this right
you're
now.
You're making me look real bad, brah.
No, we're a team. This is like Family Feud.
Oh, that's right.
Good answer.
Okay. All right. Good.
Oh, I guess there are three brand names, though one of them is not well known at all, but I looked it up, but it is a brand name.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Donna, it's your turn.
Okay. Chi.
You're there.
Chi.
I think.
Chi. I said Cheetos.
You did say Cheetos, not on the list. So far, we have cheese grater, chair covers.
Charmin. Oh.
Charmin toilet paper is on the list.
Yes! Great answer.
Nice. And that's good, too, because a lot of us, as we say CH, we're thinking CH sounds.
Right.
With Charmin,
that's a good
one. Oddly, it makes a CH sound. Chandelier.
I'm going to go back to the CH sound. Chia.
Ooh.
Chia pet?
Good answer.
Come on.
Not a chia pet. Could you? No, but I'm not going to ask you on that. Stay right there, though. Chia is part of it.
Chias?
No. What? Come on, Mike.
Second word.
Starts with an S.
Chia.
Don't give him a thought of this.
Chia seed?
You got it. Yeah, there it is. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Chia seeds. People look up chia seeds. You would use that as a supplement. Yeah. Put that in yogurt, a smoothie. Right now we have cheese grater, chair covers.
So we've Charmin. Got four.
Charmin and chia seeds. You have five. Cheese grater, chair covers.
Grater. Got it.
Charmin and chia seeds. Now we have five more to go on this list.
Okay. What?
It is Donna's turn. Do you need a hint?
I'll take a hint in the interest of time.
Think of me and a brand name that starts with a C. I use it every day. Multiple
okay,
times
so you
a
use
day.
This is a cologne thing.
This is not.
Oh.
What do I use even more than cologne? You see me use this.
Ooh, got it.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you, Mike, for noticing me. Donna, care to hazard a guess?
Let's see. You use earbuds. You use...
Would you like to pass to Mike?
Yep.
Miguel?
Chapstick.
Chapstick is on the list.
Funny.
Way to go.
Oh,
he's my best friend.
I don't really notice that.
But you were literally holding it in your hand, too.
I put it on all the time. All right, chapstick is there.
Good one.
We've
so
got
three
more. Four more.
My math is very bad.
It absolutely is. We're doing Amazon search guessing game. We've input CH into the search bar. Here are the top 10 things that come up so far. We have cheese grater, chair covers, Charmin, chia seeds, and chapstick. Four more CH words.
Chess board.
Chess. Surprisingly, great guess. Chess not on the list. Think food that universally well loved.
Got it.
Miguel?
Universally well loved.
I mean, almost everybody love it. And if they love it, most people love it hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You pass to me on chapstick, I'll pass back over to you.
Chinese food.
No.
Oh no!
They're not looking up Chinese food, I don't think, on Amazon.
I don't know. Maybe Chinese food containers.
I stole this recently, and you stole it before.
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate is on the list.
God, that should have been
we should have got that earlier.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, quickly, we're out of time almost. Another snack food. Game day. You want to make sure you have some chips is on the list.
All right.
I'll give you one that you won't get. There's a brand called Chemical Guys, and I think they do cleaning stuff and maybe car cleaning, things like that. We have Chapstick Chair, Chia Seeds, Chips, Cheese Grater, Chemical Guys, Chocolate, Chair Covers, Charmin Toilet Paper, and finally, 'tis the season for people to be searching about Chocolate Easter Bunny.
Oh, good one. All
right. Maybe we'll have to put it in, maybe a longer slot tomorrow.
Okay.
Who knows? But the Amazon guessing game continues to be fun. We'd like you to play a new game with us now. 651-641-1071. College Pop Culture Knowledge coming up next. No, it's not.
All right, well, you guys are calling in again, 651-641-1071. I will tell you, Steve, that we should read some emails when we're done playing the game.
We got some goodies?
Yeah, very, now it's got me all, you were doing the thing before where you sounded like you were stoned.
Yeah, like where is the internet?
Yes.
And what is Bluetooth? How do planes fly?
And now I'm doing a deep dive on the internet, about the internet.
Are people emailing about the internet?
Yes.
Are they emailing about planes or Bluetooth?
No, it's just about the internet, and I never knew this. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, do you want to play?
Let's play a game.
Do it.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
Yes, we're going to find that out today as Donna is riding a two-game winning streak.
Yeah!
Look out! And today is a birthday we are celebrating. One, Lady Gaga turns 37 today.
Okay.
Lady Gaga turns 37 today, and today we've got Lady Gaga trivia.
Oh, no.
It's Sarah who's going to join us to play.
Hey, hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
We're good.
Oh, wow, you have a really great phone voice. Do you work on the phone for a living?
How'd you guess?
Do you really?
I do right now, but in a few weeks I will not be any longer, but...
Uh-oh, you said you can't fire me, I quit!
New position, no phones.
Oh, okay, well, listen, your phone voice is great, so no wonder that you've done that for all this time. Obviously, you and I have struck up a really good bond. Some would even say it's a friendship. Uh-huh. Would you like to team up with me or Donna, who's been cold and distant, I would say, for most of this exchange?
I gotta go for the underdog, Donna.
Yeah!
Crap! Woo! Dang it! All right.
Thank you.
All right.
This is going to be tough because I don't know a lot of her music.
You got Sarah to help you out, so we'll find out.
Okay.
And we are going to put Sarah on hold. And again, today's category to celebrate her 37th birthday is Lady Gaga trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, then I better get ready here. I was using the music from the other. Okay, here we go. We are going to get things started with this one. She is currently filming the Joker sequel. Her last big screen appearance was opposite Adam Driver in this Ridley Scott film where she played a woman of humble beginnings marrying into an extremely wealthy and famous family.
Oh, gosh. This was Versace. Not Versace. It was Gucci.
Lady Gaga has had 17 Billboard Top 10 songs and 5 number ones. Two of those top hits were singles off of her debut album, The Fame. Name either one.
Either song?
Either top one. Yeah, either number
poker
one.
Poker Face.
Simply, what is the 4-word full legal name of Lady Gaga?
I only know her first name is Stephanie. I'm going to say it is Stephanie.
Okay. We've got Sarah here, though, so that's all right. We'll run through here and see what Sarah thinks of these. Sarah, did you hear that first one?
Yes.
She, I think, just said Gucci. Again, I'll repeat this one for you. She's is currently filming the Joker sequel. Her last big screen appearance was opposite Adam Driver in this Ridley Scott film, where she played a woman of humble beginnings marrying into an extremely wealthy and famous family. Do you know the name of that film?
If it's not Gucci, is it The House of Gucci?
I like it.
That's going to be your answer. Lady Gaga has had 17 Billboard top 10 songs and 5 number ones. 2 of those top hits were singles off of her debut album, The Fame. Name either one, and Donna went with Poker Face.
I agree.
Okay, and then finally, simply, what is her 4-word full legal name?
Okay, it's Stephanie, and then she had an album named Joanne, so it's Stephanie Joanne... and then her last name is Germana. I don't know the full name. I know that
okay.
Stephanie Joanne something Germana, whatever.
All right. We will put you back on hold, Sarah.
We're not worried.
We'll
don't
go ahead and
it.
Bring Steve in here.
Hey, Steve. Hey, bruh. He's got to put his little baby earbuds in.
Now, why do you keep acting like the baby earbuds are what's setting me back?
It's just taking you a little longer to, rather than just putting a full set.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've never got me a push gift or anything like that. And so that would be nice.
A push gift?
Well, you know, I've had a couple of kids, or at least one, while you and I have been together. And by I mean Lou, they sawed her body open and brought it out sci-fi style.
Wow.
But the point is, that would be a nice thing to get from you, would just be headphones. For me.
Okay.
Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right. Again,
How'd it go?
Fair.
Okay. The category today is Lady Gaga trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
She is currently filming the Joker sequel. Her last big screen appearance was opposite Adam Driver in this Ridley Scott film, where she played a woman of humble beginnings marrying into an extremely wealthy and famous family.
Pass.
Lady Gaga has had 17 Billboard top 10 songs and 5 number ones. 2 of those top hits were off her debut album, The Fame. Name either one.
Poker Face.
Simply, what is her 4-word full legal name?
4-word?
Yes, she has her legal name is 4 words. What is her legal name?
Giannopoulos. Gaga Giannopoulos. Jakarta. Excuse me. Kylo Ren's The Chronicles of Kylo Ren are the first one.
Wow.
All right, I think I nailed that.
Righty, let's run through these answers. I will start the second one. Lady Gaga has had 17 Billboard top 10 songs, 5 number ones. 2 of those top hits were off that debut album, The Fame. It was Just Dance, her first number one hit, and Poker Face, her second one.
Woo!
You both nailed that one. Good job.
Thank you.
Moving on to the, we'll go to the final one. Simply, what is her 4-word full legal name? Her name is, and Sarah was so close, Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata.
Do I get a half point?
No.
All right.
No,
Donna, so close.
All right, it all comes down to this.
I like that you said simply.
Yes.
Simply.
That's why it's the third one. I knew it was going to be hard, but so if you know it, though. That's right. The thing, because, yeah. And finally, she is currently filming the Joker sequel. Her last big screen appearance was opposite Adam Driver in this Ridley Scott film, where she played a woman of humble beginnings, marrying into an extremely wealthy and famous family. Donna kind of went back and forth a bit. Finally, she said Gucci, which is actually incorrect. It's what Sarah said. House of Gucci. Congratulations, Sarah.
Woo! Yay.
Yay, Sarah. Thanks for getting me a win. Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Yay. And you win a fabulous prize.
You do win a fabulous prize. I should tell you what it is. It's a 4-pack of advanced screening tickets to see the Super Mario Brothers movie. That's going to be coming up on Monday.
That's awesome.
Fun.
She sounds excited.
Oh, my gosh. My kids are going to love it.
Awesome. Really?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, major mom points there. That movie looks fun, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yay. I wanted to see that. Thanks, you guys. Yay.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Of course. Thank you.
Hang on the line. I'll get your details, okay?
Score update?
It is now... Nope. I hit the wrong button. It's 25 for Donna, 35 for Steve.
No, I would say for tomorrow's caller...
Mm-hmm. I'm still 10.
According to momentum, I am now the underdog, right? Because I've lost 3 in a row. Things are not looking good.
No.
So I need one of you
incorrect.
People who would typically support Donna to call in and support me.
Nay.
Donna, you got some emails?
I sure do.
Mail time.
have questions. Alan, very knowledgeable young man.
Indeed.
You were talking about the internet, and you're like, where is the internet? Where is it?
Yeah.
Well, number one, says Alan, servers are all over the world. Apache server, which contains 70% of all websites. Number two, the internet is in cables that stretch 745,645 miles beneath the ocean floor.
What? You can't get to the ocean floor.
I know, right?
All right, so that one's a lie.
And number three, cyberspace.
What about it?
That's it. He just said cyberspace. I don't know.
Well, that doesn't
help. But the
help.
Cables, so I'm like, I am fascinated by tunnels.
Yes.
And bridges.
Yes.
And now this.
Yes.
The cables are laid using ships that are modified specifically for this purpose, transporting and slowly laying the quote unquote wet plant infrastructure on the seabed.
What?
And these ships can carry thousands of kilometers of optical cable out to sea. By the way, it is the length of, was it Earth to the Moon, I believe I saw somewhere?
Which, when people say that, it never makes sense to me because it looks pretty close. Like, if you can hear me, the moon looks closer than
that
Pennsylvania
right.
does from here.
Right.
I know that's not how it works, but I'm just saying.
Why don't
I can't see Wisconsin, I can see the moon.
These are like unsung heroes, the people who do this type of work. I mean, why wasn't this like a huge story about how it's done?
News should have been leading every day saying, and unbelievably, they continue to lay internet wire at the floor of the ocean. We'll be right back. I mean, every
right,
day should
right,
have been
right,
that.
Right.
That's insane. That's nuts.
What happens when these cables get outdated, though? Like, these are guys in scuba gear laying the cable in water.
Yeah. You have a problem? Do they give you a window as to when they'll be there?
Good question. Oh, wow. There's a whole video and everything. I'm always... I have so much wonder and awe.
Oh, she's
like,
just...
the Lincoln Tunnel, for example.
Yes.
That is under, what, the Hudson River?
Yes.
How'd it get there?
Great question.
Like, what do they do? Get Moses to, like, separate the water and then...
Yeah, how do you burrow
dam
into
it up?
Water?
Yes, and concrete.
And when it needs to be dry to set and all that?
Yes!
How's it happening?
I need a civil engineer and I need him now. Or her.
Also, didn't they blow up, like, mountain ranges for highways to go through? You can see... the lines where the explosives were laid and then boom, detonated.
Totes.
I mean, it's just nuts. It's just nuts.
We need to ask more questions.
Did we get any other insightful emails?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. Alan also was talking about our solar system containing 13 planets and a possible 14th. And then he names all of them. The hypothetical planet... Caltech researchers have evidence that hint at a possible Planet X deep in our solar system. Huh. Do you want to hear the five
Pluto's
dwarfs?
Like, can I be your plus one?
Pluto is a dwarf planet.
You can't say that.
Like Makemake and Eris. Makemake. Maki Maki?
Can we say dwarf?
Makemake. Yeah, I guess.
Maybe Smurf is more politically correct? Smurf planet?
No, you can say dwarf. That's fine. Anyway, there you go, Steve. That's all I know. There's other information about stupid stuff, but flight.
Thank you
flight
all for
attendants.
The emails.
No, flight attendants, very much like gate agents, very much appreciate treats because you see them. They feel seen.
Yes.
And acknowledged. So there you go.
And we found out Donna gives all of her old magazines to busy flight attendants. And apparently, according to listener Judy, they like them.
And they're not old magazines. They're new magazines that I'm done reading. Good night.
I just think she's handing them her trash.
You
when
think what you want.
When we return, we have more things to talk about. There was an interesting food poll, not about the best fast food burger, not about the best fast food fries.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know. The best fast food ice cubes have been ranked. I think we all know what comes in at number one. We'll go through that list when we come back. It's Donna and Steve.
Good day. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. We're going to have some fun right now.
Everybody has fun. Stuff is fun.
Stuff is real fun.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy!
In many ways, you can read an article, you can see a social media outburst, etc., and you could think, the world was better off without the internet, on the whole. And then, other times, you read something like an article titled Ranking the 11 Best Fast Food Ice Cubes, and you think, this is why it needs to stick around. They did this on thedailymeal.com.
Hmm.
Dana?
Huh?
Do you think of ice at all with fast food places?
No, I think of it in my own home and how it melts way too fast and really bugs me.
Are you an ice cruncher?
No.
Oh.
Are you?
Yes, queen.
That could ruin your teeth.
Okay, thanks a lot, Fauci. I'm just going to continue to live my life,
fine,
okay?
All right,
there's a lot of the ice crunching community, who you just offended, who enjoys it. And at the end of a beverage, you like the little ice treat. And how the ice is, the makeup of it, its physical properties, impact the longevity of the taste of the drink. So if yours is melting too fast at your house, Donna,
mm-hmm.
that means it's watering it down a little bit too quickly.
You know what ice sucks too?
What's that?
The kind you buy in a bag. That is sucky ice.
It's oddly shaped. What sort of machine do they freeze
that in? I know,
right? What molds are they using?
I don't know.
You know what I do like about buying ice in a bag, though? It's one of the last places that salt for a walk and firewood, the last frontier in terms of the trust policy. You don't walk in there
right.
with 10 things of firewood. You say, I'm going to buy 10 things of firewood. They don't follow you out and count. You say, I'm going to get some ice. And they're like, all right, how many bags? You just get it from outside.
That's right.
The good old days, Donna.
I know. How about propane? Sometimes those doors don't appear to be locked.
Have you jiggled a handle before, Donna?
No, I've just seen not a lock on it.
That probably means it's an old one put in there.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe so.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, back to ice. They ranked the top 11 fast food ices. Coming in last place in this rundown, Taco Bell came in at number 11. And I think Taco Bell, way back when, used to have really good ice. I think they changed their ice formula. I could be totally mistaken, but I remember back in the day, like 90s, getting good ice from Taco Bell. But they say there's nothing worse than uneven lumps of frozen water. Taco
yeah.
Bell provides this to their patrons.
Do you notice all this stuff?
Yes.
You do?
Like McDonald's ice. If I tell you McDonald's Coke ice, can't you see the ice cube?
You talking to me? No.
Yes.
The answer is no.
Mike, can yeah, you taste it? You know the McDonald's ice.
Yep.
It came in at number 10 on the list.
It should.
I don't think I ever ordered a drink at a...
Don't say whatever you're going to say next. You'll be less relatable. Just don't.
I usually have water in the car. I've ordered, Starbucks, yes, because I always get my coffee iced. But elsewhere, no, I don't order like a Coke.
Oh, yeah. Diet Coke from McDonald's before a long road trip, just swinging by. Need any food. Just go ahead and get that messy and move. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Supersize that sucker. Donna, you're so strange. Burger King came in at number 9. So right there, boom, 11 Taco Bell, 10 McDonald's, 9 Burger King comes in. We're talking about the best fast food ice. Now we go to number 8.
I have a question.
God, I'm not going to get through this list. Go ahead, Donna.
Is Burger King still popular? Because it feels a little Kmart-y.
Oh, sheesh. We're just knocking sponsors off left and right. Here's the thing. Burger King is still popular. And in fact, right now in the middle school world, elementary school world.
Okay.
Whopper, 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 Whopper. They've had teachers at schools have had to tell kids to stop singing that because just do it ad nauseum. You know those new commercials, the BK? BK.
Have it your way. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, Burger King.
I stream a lot, you know. Whatever. I see a lot of Burger King commercials. Okay.
Doesn't excuse the fact that you've never ordered a drink at a fast food drive-through. You psychopath.
Not in recent times.
Listen, Donna.
Never heard this in my life. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Have it your way.
All right.
Oh, this is the extended version.
Yeah,
this, wow. I've heard that part before.
I didn't even know there was a bridge.
I do like that Whopper sauce, though.
Whatever. Number 8, Dunkin' Donuts. Number 7, Jimmy John's. Now, Jimmy John's, I kind of like, they have crushed / pellety ice. And that, for me, is the best ice in a soft drink, right? Mm. And wait till we get to number 1. I think if you've eaten there, you'll know.
I know Jimmy John's.
You know Jimmy John's ice.
Tom Turkey.
Okay, that is the name of the sandwich.
I just know their food.
This is what they teach you, though, kids, in radio. Even if you don't have a vested interest, try to find places that you can hang on to the side of the boat. Don't drown out there.
Correct.
And Donna is flailing right now, slapping different sides of the boat. Starbucks,
Donna. I got a noodle. What? Yes, Starbucks.
She means a floating noodle that helps you to stay afloat. Not just random food talk, because you could be listening, and Donna could have just found one stray in her pocket. I got a noodle.
That's kind of true. I could have a bow tie in my purse. I don't know. Anyway.
Starbucks comes in at number 6 on the list of fast food. We're calling them fast food. They kind of have the same type of ice that Chipotle does. But they add way too much to each drink, which means you're not getting enough coffee. You're trying to ice your coffee down, but you need some coffee in there, not too much ice. So that's a problem. Number 5, Pizza Hut. Here again, it's kind of oddly shaped. They're like hollow little ice cubes, but they're these, like, they have a pellet sort of a shape. Number 4 is Dairy Queen. Number 3 is a made-up restaurant called Zaxby's, Zaxbys. Number 2...
I have a question.
All right, go ahead, Donna.
Are you looking at a picture of the ice, or do you know this from experience?
I know this for most of these from experience, but I am also looking at a picture.
Okay.
And there is an article that has been written.
Got it. Thank you.
Number 2 on the list, Chick-fil-A. They say that they make delicious ice nuggets that you just like. You want them. But number 1 on the list, Sonic.
Oh.
Sonic topped the ice list. If you've never eaten at a Sonic, or more specifically, if you've never had anything to drink there, they have created the most crunchable ice ever. Tiny pieces of ice, hard enough that they don't melt quickly, yet generate a satisfying cracking sound when you put your molars to work.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Also, Starbucks wants you to order a drink based on your zodiac sign.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that one without context. When we come back, we have a dirt alert. Stay with us, hour 3.